This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
A federal appeals court says people seeking asylum in the United States can go to court to appeal a rejection. A ruling by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals broadening constitutional protections for illegal immigrants and opening them to stay in this country. After new Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspends the Broward County Sheriff for the botched response to the Parkland school shootings last year, the now former sheriff, Scott Israel, is fighting back with a lawsuit claiming DeSantis' actions were all for political reasons.
This is simply a political payback by a governor who made a campaign promise when he was a candidate.
An investigation found that Israel was responsible for assigning the deputy who took cover outside the school instead of confronting the shooter. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, hears his sentence, nearly 4 years in prison.
The judge noting the charges have nothing to do with the Russia investigation, and instead, these are charges related to bank fraud and filing false income tax returns. Manafort in a wheelchair in the courtroom, and reportedly in declining health, Manafort turns 70 next month.
That's USA Radio's Rob Olenski. The government jobs report coming in way below expectations. Just 20,000 jobs added last month. Most economists were expecting at least 175,000. President Trump will be visiting tornado-affected areas of Alabama this afternoon. A series of destructive tornadoes ravaging parts of the state back on Sunday. Storms in Lee County killed 23 people. Remember, you can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A Utah public school apologizing for an Ash Wednesday incident. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
An elementary school teacher in Bountiful is being criticized for telling a Catholic student to wash an ash cross off of his forehead on Ash Wednesday morning. William McLeod said his teacher confronted him shortly after he arrived at his school, and the teacher told him the ash cross was inappropriate for school, forcing him to wipe it off. The teacher and the school's principal later apologized. The Davis School District says the teacher's action was inappropriate, and now the district has begun an investigation into the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To Capitol Hill now, where an extremely vocal anti-Trump House Democrat is reportedly planning on introducing an impeachment resolution against President Trump. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports the move may be news to House leadership. Here's his report.
Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib says by the end of the month, she will file a resolution to launch impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins tells Fox News this is not how the Democratic leadership is talking.
All of their leadership is saying, we don't have information enough for the impeachment process. We don't know of anything, but yet you have members undoubtedly who have this vast amount of knowledge on things that even their leadership don't have. It's not going to play well. The American people see what's going on.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
Well, we've got lots to talk about, so let's jump in the deep end right away. We've got Dr. Jerome Corsi with us at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. He is author of Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt, now available as an ebook, and, of course, the author of Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. Dr. Corsi, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Bill, and the hardcover is printed and on its way to the stores right now.
Excellent. Okay, so meanwhile, if they want to get their hands on the ebook, they can, how do they do that?
On Amazon or Barnes & Noble is also an audio book. Mm-hmm. I recorded the audio book, and it's available on Amazon audiobooks or on iTunes in the Apple format.
Well, Jerome, after your experience with the Mueller probe, help our audience understand what you learned through this process. As we saw, you know, the sentencing, at least phase one, of Paul Manafort last night. What did you learn after 40-plus hours of intense questioning by the Mueller team, you know, toward you?
The reason I wrote the book, Silent No More, is I really wanted people to understand that this is a grueling experience. I went in to cooperate. I brought in my computers, my external hard drives. We had all the backup of the computers. I gave them my cell phone, my email, usernames, passwords. And they begin to treat you day one like a criminal. I mean, they ask you questions. Did I want to send anyone to see Assange? I said no. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd forgotten a couple of emails. And so they had to, I couldn't download my emails when I started the first day. I wanted to give them the computers and they state they were in the last day I used them. I didn't want to reload the emails.
Mm-hmm.
And so they, I get to go home for 10 days. I come back, they amend the testimony. But it just starts out that way. I thought I was going in for a cooperative process.
Right.
In fact, I find it grueling. The memory, I'm not a human tape recorder.
Right.
You can't punch a button. And from then they all, you're in a sealed room, inside a unmarked FBI building in Southeast Washington. They pick you, FBI picks you up at your hotel. When you enter the building through the garage, FBI takes away your cell phones, your laptops. You're in this room, you can't even leave to go to the restroom without being accompanied to the door mm-hmm. by an FBI agent. They go through grueling, 8 hours of grueling testimony where they're constantly, they didn't spit the book on you there.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you show me what's in that book? No, we can't do that. Why don't you remember? Well, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But it was was a horrible experience. And this is not the way law enforcement should. I'm 72 years old. I've never committed a crime. I've never done anything wrong. This is not the way you should treat an American citizen.
So this is quite intimidating, to say the least.
Yeah, absolutely. And their resources are unlimited. They don't ask you a question they don't know the answer to. So they're just constantly saying, well, why don't you show me what you've got and we'll figure it out. And so we don't want you inventing or, you know, reconstructing. We want you remembering. I said, well, I can't remember. You know, I can't remember 2 or 3 years ago emails and phone calls where I could tell them who said what and who was thinking what. They want to know an excruciating thing. And so I think it's from the beginning is a process where you're set to lose. And that, I think, is completely unfair. That's completely rigged, and it's not the way American justice ought to be done.
Well, if the objective is to get to the truth, this is not the way to do it, is it?
No, it's not. Because, see, they already have everything. Now, what the 20 hours of the 40 hours, this took 2 months. You know, I still don't know where it's at. They're not finished yet. They could, you know, who knows? I don't think they're going to do anything to me. But, you know, again, they gave me, they wanted me, 20 hours of this were devoted to. They were confident I had to have a contact with Julian Assange that I shared with Roger Stone. And this would have completed their collusion. It would have been Roger Stone to Jerry Corsi to Julian Assange. And that's how they would have communicated as to how to release the emails that were stolen from the DNC. But the problem was I didn't have a contact with Assange. I've never spoken to Assange. In July and August 2016, I had a 25th wedding anniversary trip to Italy. And on that trip, I figured out that Assange had Podesta's emails. That was in July. He didn't release them until October. I was exactly right. I knew exactly what he had, but I didn't learn it from anyone.
This is just by practical deduction and experience.
Precisely. You know, I knew it had been released, and I knew that Podesta's emails had been hacked, and they had not yet been released, so I guessed that it would be Podesta's emails. I was right. So the special counsel was convinced I had to have a source to Assange. They looked at everybody who I contacted in 2015 and 2016. They went and interviewed everybody. I said maybe, you know, someone was giving me information and I didn't realize it. So I went through and searched everyone. They gave me, I couldn't get my phone records from Verizon. They wouldn't give me my phone call list. They don't print bills anymore with your list of phones on them. So I couldn't find anybody that I called that connected me with Assange. And I finally concluded, look, I think I was right. I just figured it out.
Right.
Well, they hated that. And then now they're going to throw me out. Now they're going to put me in prison the rest of my life. And when they gave me a plea deal, the plea deal they gave me was to plead guilty to one count, which was my first day memory mistake, not acknowledging that they had allowed me to see my emails and amend my testimony.
Wow.
Well, I thought that was completely fraudulent.
Sure.
Yeah. I refused to do it. I wouldn't swear in front of a judge and God that I had knowingly and willfully denied them information. Given them information I knew to be false on a material subject with the intent to deceive them. That's the crime. I didn't do that.
Exactly.
So I refused to take their plea deal. They also said, you know, it was going to be secret that I went before a judge who was a criminal, swearing I committed this crime I didn't commit, and that I couldn't tell anyone until I was sentenced, which might be a year. Well, I said I have security licenses, insurance licenses. Well, the special counsel's prosecutors advised me not to tell the regulators because it wasn't public. Well, that's not how the laws are written.
Exactly.
I have an affirmative obligation to tell them the material change. So not only did I have to lie to stay out of prison, I had to break rules and regulations in the securities and insurance industry. Only a criminal would give you a plea deal like that.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, could you imagine what the mainstream media would have done with the rest of your career had you been a convicted criminal? Look what they're doing with all the King's Men's now, you know, anybody related with the Trump probe and Mueller. I mean, they're, you know, all their history, all the good things that they've done in the past, Mike Flynn, that's all under, you know, that's all under the bridge. And all that they want to talk about is that he is a criminal. This is unbelievable, but we're going to get more into this on the other side of the break. We're talking with Dr. Jerome Corsi. He is author of the ebook, soon to come out in hardcover as well, Silent No More. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This is what flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle.
Don't you? And...
Yeah, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in the limits. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
It's the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour in our conversation with Dr. Jerome Corsi continues, author of Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. It is coming out in book form, up to now available on ebook. You can still get it as an ebook, also as an audio book, and now, Jerome, what, any day now in hardcover?
Yeah, I think the official date is about sometime next week, but it's being shipped to the bookstores right now.
Excellent. Okay.
Amazon should have some pretty soon, and we'll be starting to ship them as well.
Well, Dr. Corsi, one of the things that came up again, you know, the mainstream media has done everything they could to invalidate you and quiet you. You're asking questions that Main Street America is asking. And when it comes to Seth Rich, which still many of us, including the Rich family, hearts are broken over what happened to this young man. He was murdered. He wasn't murdered in a third world country. He was murdered here in the United States. And it's like a cold case. I mean, how can this be?
Well, and, specifically, I retracted one article, only one article that I wrote. In March 2018, I had written an article that was based on Admiral Lyons. It published a, who I know quite well, a great gentleman and patriot.
Mm-hmm.
But he had written an article in the Washington Times that was retracted. He mentioned Seth Rich's brother, and he mentioned that they had been paid to do the theft. Well, Admiral Lyons, the Washington Times retracted that article, so I retracted my article on InfoWars mm-hmm. out of respect for the family and the fact that you know, that was based on erroneous information. I didn't realize it at the time that I published the article, but subsequently, at the request of the family, I did take it down.
Well, and you're a responsible journalist, too, so you saw that, wait a minute, you know, the linchpin of the presentation has since retracted, so you had to do the professional and moral thing, and you retracted your statement, of course. And what we're talking about here, in case you don't know the whole story, is that Seth Rich supposedly was the one that released documents from the DNC. He was working for the DNC, and he had released some emails. This is what this was over. And Jerome, go ahead with the story so people understand the connection here.
I still think, I did not retract anything else I wrote about Seth Rich. I still think his death ought to be investigated regarding the theft of the DNC emails.
Mm-hmm.
Julian Assange has repeatedly suggested that Seth Rich was involved in the theft. Assange has said repeatedly that the Russians did not give him the emails. Assange posted a $25,000 reward for any information leading to the capture and punishment of his murderers, Seth Rich's murderers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I can't figure out, you know, why Mueller doesn't prove the predicate of his entire two-year investigation. Why doesn't he give immunity to Assange and say, okay, Julian, if you've got information that can prove where you got these emails, let's see it. Because, you know, if you can prove it wasn't the Russians, if you can prove it was related to Seth Rich, let's see the evidence. But Mueller doesn't do that. They're relying on, you know, these assessments from the intelligence community, which I think are inherently political and are not reliable. And, but at any rate, as soon as I said retracted and Seth Rich in one article, you know, then my detractors of the mainstream media jumped all over that as if I were backing away from the story. That's just not the case. People have to pay attention. The retraction is still posted on my Corsi Nation website. I'll leave it up there for quite a while, and people can see it, because I do apologize for relied upon a source that was erroneous, and the Washington Times took down the source, so I felt it was only responsible of me to retract my story.
Mm-hmm.
One story.
Yes, exactly. One, but still, you know, the questions remain, and questions are still being asked about Seth Rich in
and
the
I'm
midst.
I'm still asking them. I'm asking.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, our audience is asking these questions too, Jerome, you know, because it seems very practical. You know, how do you have a cold case, right? You know, and somebody's involved with the DNC and, you know, and around this murder, you've got a release of information, you know, from John Podesta's emails, which, you know, the DNC was a mess anyway in terms of how they handled the security of their emails, whether it was Hillary Clinton on a non-secured server, whether it was Podesta with a goofy and, you know, a brainless password, and on and on, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, what she did in terms of exposing some 40-plus Democrats there on the Hill with a Pakistani IT guy, which Ken Miniter and Luke Rosiak have written extensively about. I mean, it's like the Democrats, they don't know how to handle information, much less top secret information. And God only knows if we knew exactly what happened with Benghazi. And I know that takes us down another trail, but it's like everything around the Democrats turns into a conspiracy, Jerome.
Well, I mean, look, there were multiple hacks in the Democrats' computer system in 2016. I interviewed a couple of their top IT guys who said that they were just going so fast, the Democrats, that they didn't have time to do proper cybersecurity. I think there were different hacks. I think John Podesta's emails, his Gmail account was hacked because his password was password.
Yes.
As secretary, evidently had everything on her desk on how to get into his account, his Gmail account. Then there was a separate hack of the DNC email server. That's where the 40,000 emails that got dropped against Debbie Wasserman Schultz came from. And there was a hack of another computer system called the NGP RAND system, where they had their voter, the Democrats had their voter data and their donor data. That was done by Guccifer, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there were other hacks we don't know about.
Exactly.
But the point is, you know, Seth Rich was certainly a viable suspect and should be investigated. His death is highly suspicious, and because I retracted one article does not mean I retracted everything I've written. I did not, and I'm still interested in pursuing Seth Rich's case, but doing so responsibly.
Exactly. Well, the other thing they bring up, and I saw the Jake Tapper interview with you recently, and again, this is what the left does, is they want to invalidate people who are doing hard work, that do that are working, doing the work that they should be doing, asking the questions that they should be asking. You know, they feel like everything's settled, you know, whether it has to do with, you know, Barack Obama's birth certificate or whatever, on and on. I mean, it's almost like nobody wants to talk about it anymore because, you know, it's not even that they can handle the truth or not. They don't want the truth.
Well, it's still what they don't want. They want to accept government explanations because they know that the government and the mainstream media are all working hand in hand. They've got this leftist globalist agenda, and they want to end any inquiries that would be detrimental to the Democrats or the globalists, or the, what I call the deep state entrenched in the bureaucracy, you know, especially in Justice Department and the CIA, and the FBI, the hierarchy that's at the top. These people who, we can't get a legitimate investigation on Hillary Clinton that proceeds to an indictment. There's any number of bases on which that should have happened. I mean, the constant closing of her cases to most Americans is unequal justice.
Exactly.
And I think yesterday we saw Judge Ellis, who rebuked Mueller very strongly for his, you know, heavy-handed approach to prosecuting Manafort, who would never have been scrutinized had he not been the campaign chairman for Donald Trump. And they won't give the same offenses, including not registering as a foreign agent for Ukraine, Tony Podesta, brother of John Podesta,
exactly,
who is campaign chairman, got immunity on that. Whereas Mueller is going to be putting Manafort in prison as he was, you know, related to the campaign chairman of the campaign for Donald Trump. It's completely political justice. I think the American people are tired of it.
You know, without a doubt. Well, Dr. Jerome Corsi has been our guest, New York Times best-selling author and author of the book Silent No More. It'll be available next week. Dr. Corsi, thank you. Appreciate it. This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal appeals court says people seeking asylum in the United States can go to court to appeal a rejection. A ruling by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals broadening constitutional protections for illegal immigrants and opening the way for some to stay in this country. After new Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspends the Broward County Sheriff for the botched response to the Parkland school shootings last year, the now former sheriff, Scott Israel, is fighting back with a lawsuit claiming DeSantis' actions were all for political reasons.
This is simply a political payback by a governor who made a campaign promise when he was a candidate.
An investigation found that Israel was responsible for assigning the deputy who took cover outside the school instead of confronting the shooter. And this is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Coming to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy. In theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
Another Spanish love song. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a New York man.
Bill Martinez live.
Everybody's going off the deep end.
Welcome back, America, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. I'm Bill Martinez. Sydney Powell joins us. She's the author of License to Lie. You know, Sydney, of all the times we've talked, we very rarely have been able to get into your book, License to Lie, which is so incredible and eye-opening and awakening to those of us in the United States. The question you pose, did you know that you can be prosecuted, convicted, and imprisoned in this country for something that was not even a crime? That even after acquittal, you have no recourse against prosecutors who hide evidence vital to your defense. And you bring this to the forefront in your book, License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice.
Yes, and it's happening all over again right now with some of the same players, especially Mr. Andrew Weissman, who is Mr. Mueller's pit bull. And Margo Cleveland, even has another article out about him in the Federalist today based on some of the evidence that they had, the government had managed to steal from the Enron-related litigation that I talk about in my book.
Right.
I remember some of it, but she's brought some more of it to the fore that Mr. Weissman had managed to hide for all these years. So there is just a lot of evidence in the public domain that he literally made up crimes, destroyed Arthur Andersen and 85,000 jobs, all for nothing, only to be reversed by the Supreme Court 2 years later in a unanimous decision. Because Andersen had not committed a crime, and he had taken all criminal intent out of the jury instructions and persuaded the judge to give those the way he had drafted them. And then he turned his sights on four Merrill Lynch executives and one Enron defendant, actually two Enron defendants. Dan Cogdale managed to get one of them acquitted in the trial, and then another one wound up going to prison for something that wasn't a crime. And our four Merrill Lynch executives went to prison for up to a year for something that wasn't a crime until we got the Fifth Circuit to finally reverse it. We could not even get them bail pending appeal because of all the hostility toward Enron and Enron-related things in Houston. Everybody just assumed they were all guilty.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. That's the thing that's amazing, Sydney, is that the damage had been done. And as you say, and you wrote in the book that, you know, you can't even get them out on bail. And for something that was, you know, for all intents and purposes, was a non-crime, right?
It was not a crime. The Fifth Circuit, when they finally looked at the case, said they indicted him for conduct was not criminal. They made an innocent business transaction sound like a crime. Andrew Weissman could write a story that made it sound like you're giving your mother a Christmas present was a criminal act.
Oh, wow. Well, and he continues to live another day because the system rewards that kind of behavior. So why are we surprised that it continues, right?
Protecting him. It's because Robert Mueller's been protecting him. Robert Mueller had a big hand in putting him on that task force to begin with 20 years ago now. And Mr. Mueller's been protecting him ever since. He brought him back into the FBI, where he wound up being his deputy director and general counsel. And now he's taken him to this task force. He made sure he got the Attorney General's Award of Excellence, which, by the way, Christopher Wray recommended him for. So I'm no fan of Christopher Wray's.
Right. Yeah, yeah, birds of a feather all flocking together here. The thing that continues to concern me, Sydney, as well, speaking of Robert Mueller, is that you still have people that champion his cause, consider him to be a hero. And I'm going, well, wait a minute. Are you not aware of his background and, you know, some of these stories that have been reported? A Democratic senator out of Louisiana, John Milkovich, has written extensively on Bob Mueller and his involvement with, you know, the Lockerbie, Scotland, Pan Am flight that went down, and evidence that was hidden and taken away, and you know, one Whitey Bulger. I mean, you just go down a list. There is a plethora of incidences and accounts here against Robert Mueller that just on the surface would make you a bit suspicious, not think that he was, you know, this Boy Scout hero.
Yeah, I think he's probably an extremely complicated person, and his hands are dirty in more ways than one. And one of the things I figured out pretty quickly is he has to be one of the people that was emailing Hillary Clinton on her unsecured server. And being a lawyer and being head of the FBI at the time, he would have had to have known that it was not secure.
Right.
So he's as guilty of Espionage Act violations and problems with that as she is.
Right.
So he had to be part of the cover-up.
Well, of course. Well, you got Barack Obama involved. Barack Obama used a pseudonym, right? And so, like, you know, even though it was reported and documented that he had warned her not to do it, well, why would you have to warn the Secretary of State not to use a server outside of the governmental purview and protection?
Right. I mean, if she's that stupid, she's too stupid to be in government at all.
Well, and the amazing thing is, to this day, they talk about, you know, the big deal about WikiLeaks and the exposure of emails and that. And I go, wait a minute, you have an endless trail of incompetence, starting with the DNC. Podesta's email, his notable password that is absolutely laughable. Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Pakistani IT specialist that she brought in that knew the emails, handed the inside emails of some 40 congressmen, and it was
Luke Rosiak has written a book on that called Obstruction of Justice that everybody needs to read. It's as important as License to Lie. and more current and follows right on that. So it's very important.
But all this corruption, and yet, you know, it's like we're being Jedi'd here, Sydney. I keep telling people, it's like, well, there's nothing here. And it's all a deflection of everything that they have done. And they're trying to put on Trump or anybody that's conservative. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz wasn't a Republican. Hillary Clinton wasn't a Republican and a conservative. Barack Obama certainly wasn't. And all these main players within the Democratic Party accusing Trump of the very thing that they did. Not to mention, oh, yeah, by the way, this salacious GPS fusion, you know, dossier.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Fusion GPS is into all of this up to their eyeballs. I think they may have actually been the prime originators of the dossier. I think Nellie Orr may have been the prime creator of it because Comey gave illegal access to three private contractors to the raw NSA data back beginning in 2015. And she was probably the person in there mining that for opposition research on whoever they wanted. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot yet to be uncovered. But I am hoping, praying, literally praying, that new Attorney General Barr, who's haven't even been there two full weeks yet, has got all the qualities of Hercules because he's got the Algean stables to clean out.
Well, without a doubt. And, of course, the pressure on him, in much the same way as Sessions, but he is not taking the bait whatsoever, is that you might need to recuse yourself, they tell him, right?
Yeah, unbelievable. He already told him he was going to handle that himself. He's a real lawyer. I was very impressed at his confirmation hearing that he was actually talking about legal issues. I don't know if you remember back to Loretta Lynch's, but
yes,
she prefaced every sentence with, "If I'm so fortunate as to be confirmed as Attorney General," just to eat up time so she didn't have to answer any questions. I mean, she never answered and nobody asked her a single substantive question.
Well, that's the joke of this whole, you know, five-minute exchange deal. I mean, even Trey Gowdy, frustratingly, the other night on Fox was talking that it was so difficult during his hearings to get down to it because of the format. The format is incompatible with, you know, drilling down to get the facts.
Yeah. But, you know, they also talk to him privately a lot. But at the same time, I was just really pleased at how many substantive answers and how much substantive conversation there was at his confirmation hearing. I could tell he was very bright and that he was a real lawyer, and I was just very happy about that part.
Well, like you say, Sydney, on behalf of we the people, we're praying that he has the intestinal fortitude and all that it takes to, you know, take on the Justice Department at the dimension that he's got to take it on. I mean, because unless you're totally blind, the corruption at the Justice Department is so deep and pernicious. He's got his hands full here.
Oh, yeah, he really does.
Well, we've got to go to a quick break. License to Lie is the title of her book. Sydney Powell is who we're talking with, attorney and author of the book, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. More from Sydney after this.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advantastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan?
Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Sidney Powell, attorney and author of License to Lie, continues. Sidney, as we were talking before the break, Bill Barr has taken over, and the Mueller report is about to come up. What is your anticipation here?
Well, it's going to be one of two things. It's going to be very short because they don't have anything, or it's going to be a novel, a creative writing novel written by Andrew Weissman that pieces together parts of different things to make something sound bad that wasn't like he did in the Merrill Lynch Enron litigation.
Right. And, of course, the Democrats will eat that up because of, you know, it's Investigation City, you know, especially after the Michael Cohen.
Won't release that.
Right.
Barr can't release that if that's what it is.
What do you mean? He can't release what specifically?
If Weissman does a creative writing novel, Barr.
Oh yes, right. Okay.
That.
Well, but I'm sure there will in between all the redactions, there will probably be something that will encourage. Well, anything can encourage Adam Schiff. I mean, he has been a self-encourager for over 2 years. He's been saying that Donald Trump is guilty, that collusion is there. I've got proof, but he doesn't seem to come up with any.
No, he's really a piece of shit, isn't he?
Yes, he is, to put it politely. And then Jerry Nadler is jumping in. And, you know, Jerry Nadler, again, you know, what what bothers me constantly, and they wonder why we have this divisive or divided population that we have, Sydney. I mean, there's no due process. There's no alleged. It is the way they present it. It's the facts. It's like Barack Obama, reporting on climate change. He says it's a fact. That's not even a scientific term, but he says it's a fact. Drove me crazy. And so it's like, but this very loose language. And the use of language to fortify their arguments, to put themselves in a position of how can you argue that? I just stated this fact. Everybody knows this. No, not everybody knows.
They're masters of deception and manipulation and projection. I don't even pay attention to what they say anymore.
But sadly, though, Sydney, there's too many people here in this country, as we've been saying on our show, that builds their worldview on the 8-second sound bites that come from the mainstream media.
That's true, but I think more are waking up. I really do.
I would agree that more are waking up, but it's important that they continue to stay woke, as they say in the modern vernacular. And I do too. It's like I said, according to the current vernacular, we had to put it in its proper context. But yes, it does sound like you're less than educated when you use those terms. But that's a whole nother discussion for another day. But I believe that conservatives are becoming better consumers of media and of news, and they're demanding more, and they should demand more, particularly of the mainstream media. I know a lot of people have canceled subscriptions. They just don't want to be involved. They're not tuning in anymore because they're tired of being lied to. They want the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You've got the budgets. You've got the personnel. You've got talented, gifted journalists there. Let them loose. Let them do their job on behalf of we the people and what our founding fathers expected a free press to do.
Yes. We only have independent citizen journalists now. We really don't have a press at all. I think we've just gotten more and more fascist with the left.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Sydney, I caught a tweet this afternoon from you in talking about President Trump's national emergency. It looks a bit precarious. It will probably require a veto, and then we're going to end up having it addressed in the Supreme Court. It'll go through its process because some Republican senators are citing, and I'm like you, I'm going, what defines a national emergency in your consciousness?
Yeah, I tweeted a four-part tweet, to these Republican senators in particular, exactly how many people have to die at the hands of illegal aliens before we have a national emergency? Exactly how many people will have to be killed from opioid overdose or fentanyl or illegal drugs coming in before you call it a national emergency? Exactly how many times have they spent time on the border and without security around them?
Exactly.
I mean, these prima donnas just drive me nuts, and I don't know exactly who they think they're serving, but it's not the American public.
Well, they claim to be, protectors of women, and this has been something we've been bannering, from day one.
The human trafficking.
And what happens, that was your number two point, and the thing is, if when you really just drill into the human trafficking and the things that these women are exposed, Sydney, it wasn't that long ago I was reading a story about these women that are on these, out in these farms in the South, and they are used for sex, and the workers will come in, and these women will have sex as many as 20 times before lunch, and they get a break. I mean, it's not a union job, but they do give them a break for a couple of hours, and then they're back like at 2 or 3 in the afternoon for another 20-man session.
Repeatedly raped.
This is disgusting, and they sit there quiet as if what are they protecting? I mean, I guess that's just the cost for new voters. It's just those unintended consequences that you turn your head against or
it's
away
horrible.
From.
It's beyond hideous.
Mm-hmm.
People don't even begin to grasp what human trafficking is about. And I heard one of the newspapers even arguing about whether the people use duct tape. They've been talking, giving Trump hell because he said they were bound with duct tape. Well, I can't imagine a more ridiculous angle to focus on. the whole human trafficking is just a scourge on the face of the earth. It's the fastest growing crime in the world, and particularly this country. And what they put these girls through and women is too nauseating to describe publicly.
Exactly.
I've been to major seminars on it. I've worked in the area, and it is beyond hideous.
And you bring up a great point here, and that is, how often do you see any Democrats at the border checking out what's going on?
Right. If they go, it's with a big production with them. And, of course, there's nobody around but the TV cameras and all the security. They've never spent the night down there in a tent or walked it with Border Patrol in the middle of the night or had rocks thrown at them or seen the smugglers coming through with machine guns or women dragged across or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, the last time that I understand a Democrat went south was Nancy Pelosi, and that was to meet up with, President Nieto, who just got $100 million from El Chapo. Some have suggested there was some exchange there. Yes,
Francis O'Rourke.
Yes, right.
I do hashtag, you mean Bobby Francis O'Rourke, every time I see anybody call him Beto.
Yes, right. It fits the contemporary narrative, as they say, along with woke and all the other stuff that just makes you yawn. But it's endless. The emergencies that are taking place, as you say, opioid, fentanyl, it's very well documented. 95% of illegal drugs coming through the entry points. These are the open entry points. This is how good they have become. And when they storm our border, there's only so much that border patrol can do, Sydney, and some people are going to get through, and it seems like more than we'd like. But meanwhile, the Democrats are resisting any kind of reinforcement or protection of our southern border, and they seem to be okay with this.
Well, what they do when they flood the border with different people, they're both sending in Trojan horses and they're creating diversions.
Exactly.
So some of the people that come in are Trojan horses with diseases. Mm-hmm. Some are Trojan horses with terrorists. Some are Trojan horses carrying drugs. And then they're all diversions for real problems coming in from other places while our resources are tied up dealing with the people that we know about.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of which, the CDC is presently reporting that we have, bugs that we've gotten rid of years ago are now being reintroduced to the marketplace. And, what's going on? Well, what's going on is, the influx of immigrants into the country, legal and illegal, that aren't properly being vetted, but particularly the illegals, because God only knows what they're bringing into the country. Because they haven't even been vetted in any kind of health sort of way, have they?
No, and it's impossible. I mean, our Border Patrol agents are tied up changing diapers and taking care of children and taking them to the hospital immediately. I think there were hundreds that came in recently that had to immediately go to the hospital. What is this doing to our own health care resources?
Exactly.
And our American citizens and children that need to be taken care of? The impact on our deficit. I mean, illegal aliens cost us billions of dollars a year. I wish we could take care of every child in the world. I really do. I would do that if I could personally even.
Right.
But we cannot do it.
Well, we could actually be a lot more efficient if we prioritized and did right by the money that the people turn over to the government. I mean, Border Patrol themselves have come up with many great answers. They've been participating in solutions here, and I would listen to them above these pontificating politicians that hadn't even taken the time to do any of the hard work to investigate and go to the border themselves, Sydney.
Right. Yeah, Border Patrol, they just do an absolutely amazing job, and we need to listen to them about the resources they need, including the wall. That's what the president's trying to do, and any member of Congress that doesn't want to do that should be voted out of office sooner rather than later. And which reminds me, we need to tell everybody right now to start identifying good people and get them started on their campaign, because now is when they need to start.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. Sydney Powell, attorney and author of License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. Sydney, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you.
Hello? Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizon.